As Ghana goes to the polls in December, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has charged the media, particularly the state-owned, to promote peace and unity through their programs. This, he said, is the surest way to sustain the peace the country currently enjoys. Most Reverend Professor Asante was speaking at a Thanksgiving service organized by the board and management of GBC at Broadcasting House in Accra. Baba Otu filed this report.
The Thanksgiving service was attended by members of the National Media Commission, the clergy, board of directors, as well as staff of the GBC. It was to show appreciation and honor to God for the lives of management and staff. The chairman of the National Peace Council, the Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said peace is priceless and development can only take place where there is peace. He therefore called on the citizenry to discourage activities that have the tendency to disturb the peace in the country. Most Reverend Professor Asante said, "What God demands from humanity is commitment to whatever profession one finds oneself and to do it with integrity and dedication." He said, "Servitude to God can be done in all spheres of endeavor." He therefore asked workers to do diligence in their line of duty.
The biblical perspectives on work clearly indicate that depending on our motive, our work can actually be an expression of service and worship to God. The call to vocational Christian worker is no different from the call to be a doctor, a homemaker, or even a ditch digger. Any vocation to which God directs can glorify God. The usual thinking is that the work of the ordained pastor, missionary, evangelist is a sacred work. Yet if we do careful work out of a desire to serve God and others, our secular work also becomes a sacred activity. One must get it clear that in actual sense, the Bible hardly draws a distinction between sacred and secular activity. The teaching of the Bible is that all of life relates to God, and that God desires that we live in a way that honors and pleases Him in every aspect of our life, at work, in church, in our families, and in all other relationships.
Most Reverend Professor Santi also entreated them to commit their profession into God's hands and allow Him to take control over it. He said this will pave the way for divine blessings and good health. Intercessory prayers were said for the board, staff, and management of the corporation.
Baba Otu's report.